You know, we want to know about the greater works, but we just need to get to the works he did. If we can get to the works that he did, but I think we'll be doing just lovely. Just all right. But my point is that Jesus knew who he was, and he only said what the Father said. He only spoke what the Father said. He only did what the Father told him to do. He didn't look over and say, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is terrible. You know, can you imagine dealing with a spirit that got 6,000 demons attached to it? He didn't flinch. He said, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. Didn't he? He said, he didn't flinch, but he said to the stone, peace be still. Why do we do what we do? Because we spend time, too much time with Matlock and not enough time with Jesus. You get the picture? Everybody familiar with Matlock. We get to the next generation, I'll be around, which I probably will, because I'm going to be around a long time. I'll get me another character, but you understand Matlock. I'll go to Superfly the next generation. Listen to the statement. E.W. Kenyon said this, and I quote. I'm quoting him. And he said, I was given an address on the name of Jesus when a lawyer stood up and interrupted me. And he said, did Jesus give us the power of attorney? And I said to him, brother, you're a lawyer. I'm a layman. So you tell me. And he said, this is what the lawyer said. And he said, if language means anything, Jesus gave us the power of attorney. Then he said, so I began to search the scripture to see just how much authority that is in back of that name. I said earlier in this series that we'll share, I said earlier, if I sign a check, I can put some numbers on it, whatever, or I can leave it blank. And you can choose to put some numbers on it. That check will do the same thing in my absence as it would if I was standing right there when you cashed it. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? What God wants you to understand this morning, that Jesus, as a man, the Son of Man, and coming, being born, and living those 33 and a half years, he wants you to understand that Jesus, in his dispensation and his time on earth, accomplished everything that was according to the will of God. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? I say he accomplished everything, not something, but everything according to the will of God. He accomplished that. And then he said in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, listen to what he said. And he said this. He said,
because he said in the 14th chapter, and they was troubled about him, and he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be what? Afraid. Come on now. He said, neither let it be afraid. And in my father's house, I mean, he mentioned, he wound down to tell them and say that no man come unto the Father but by me. But in that conversation, in that he was talking to them, he was letting them know, I'm about to leave you. And if you go over to the 17th chapter, he began to talk to the Father and pray. Say, now glorify me again with the same glory I had with me before I laid aside my deity and became the Son of Man, right? So he was telling them that his time was about to end, it was up. And so he told them in the 16th chapter and the 7th verse, he said, nevertheless, I do what? Tell you the truth. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. It is expedient. It is utmost important. It is necessary. It is the will of God that I go away. Why, Jesus? For if I go not away, what happened? The Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And you need to know and get the revelation of this, that if God said it, it is true. And that you can hear from the Holy Ghost. And you, like I said earlier, this is why many, many people have been deceived and they fight the Holy Spirit. And this is his dispensation to teach you, to lead you, to guide you, to reveal to you, to show to you, to make known to you who you are, what your position, what authority that you have. Jesus walked in his authority, then he gave us his name, and that name is above every name. That at that name, demons, the devils, sickness, disease, demonic activity, works of darkness, all of them will bow their knee to this name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what will happen? What will happen? Now listen to this. What will happen? Many have not gotten the revelation of that name. But Peter and John, after Jesus left, and I'll show you, in the third chapter, then chapter, and we'll close. You say he gonna close? Mm-hmm. I told you. In the third chapter, the book of Acts. Now, Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now, listen. A certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried and laid daily at the gates of the temple, which is called what? Beautiful. To ask alms of them and into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look at us, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive what? Something of them. Notice the man had an expectation. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, what? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Now listen to what he said. So he said, what? Silver and gold have I none. The King James said, such as I have. Other translations said, what I have. See, he knew he had something. I'm going to say it again. Peter knew what he had.